Joe and Anthony show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba. You know what though, Anthony? Change sometimes is a good thing. I think.
Especially you think change is a good thing sometimes?
Especially if he needs a larger dildo.
Well, you know, anytime.
Oh, shit. We're live.
Yeah, oh, yeah, shit. We're live, Joe. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in sunny Tampa.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 216 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 1st, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/TheJoeAndAnthonyShow. Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyamba Radio. Visit www.shyamba.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, there we go. That's the Betty we like. The one that answers promptly and on time.
Yeah, that Betty doesn't exist very often.
So what's going on in your world, Anthony?
You know, that's a good question, and it's kind of hard to describe. There's been some of that over the weekend, and, you know, right now I'm just kind of there. Just kind of, let's see how this week is going to take us, and let's just survive the week, and we'll be okay, you know.
Okay, I got another question for you.
Yes.
How functional are all the items in your your Tampa studios over there?
Functional are all the items?
The books you have in the cabinet, in the shelves, the printer.
What do you mean by functional?
Like you use it on a daily basis.
The printer I use on a daily basis. The printer's a daily basis.
Looks like you have a mini fridge right there. Is that got booze and
that's a file cabinet.
That's a file cabinet. Well, does the file cabinet got booze?
The file cabinet does not have booze. It has tax returns and payroll and stuff like that. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. But hey, folks, welcome to the show tonight. If you want to tune in and join us, you can do so by going to www.shyampa, that's shiampa.org. You can chat with us. If you're listening to us on a recast, welcome to the Joe and Anthony Show. We've got a fun show coming up for you tonight. We've got some crazy, crazy stories, right, Anthony?
We always got crazy stories, especially if I can find my mouse pointer.
Oh, no. You're in the land of three monitors.
Yeah, well, you're kind of back up on this one over here. You occupy a full monitor, so it makes it a lot easier. Stop bouncing. You're going to make the monitor fall. It just looks like the monitor is going to fall over when you bounce like that. Because I'm like, oh, my God. Because it literally looks like the monitor is shaking. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop. Yeah, no, maybe you should stop.
like the pole was going up my butthole.
No, boy. Oh, boy. My goodness. My goodness. So,
hey, your mother, thank you for joining us in the chat room tonight.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
We have a fun show for you tonight, folks. So, where are we in the script?
You, we are 2 minutes and 38 seconds out from Weed Corner. We are at Spring Has Arrived, and kind of around the announcement section. We're kind of in that let's fill it until we hit the Weed Corner section.
You know what?
Excuse me.
I need to do something about this plug because sometimes the headphones get out of phase and it sounds like a funky doodle.
Oh, funky doodle. You have lots of problems with your plugs.
Do I need that spray that you showed me some time ago, which I need to find out what that is?
Yeah, no, that works quite well in certain things. I don't know if it works in headphone plugs, though, but it works well in buttons and switches and sliders.
Hmm.
But not power switches. If you try it in power switches, you'll blow yourself up. So you don't use it. You don't use it in the power switch.
Even if it's unplugged?
Even if it's unplugged.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a... It's a lubricating kind of...
It's a conductor, eh?
It's a semiconductor, but yeah, it's possible that it could cause enough of a bridge for a power outlet to decide to explode or spark up on that thing.
No, we don't like that. No, we don't.
But it works great for sliders and other exciting components. Headphone jacks are great with alcohol. Rubbing alcohol on a Q-tip is great for headphone jacks.
Really?
Yeah, just, you know.
That might be coming up in the break. Well, I don't have rubbing. Well, I have gin.
No. No, do not do gin. Do not do any alcohol. That will leave a... Yeah, don't do that.
How about vodka?
No.
Vodka is just a basic, plain brain.
It still leaves a residue. Yeah. Because it's a grain. Because it's a grain alcohol.
Tomorrow I'll go back to the Jewels and get me some basic rubbing alcohol.
There you go. Get some of that 91%.
So, spring has arrived and most of the snow has melted.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to have a really wet summer coming up.
Yeah, what if this winter comes back?
That's another possible
polar vortex. I mean, it has snowed in April and May before.
It sure has.
Yeah.
But Anthony, do we got anything in the announcements, voicemail? Any voicemails?
Mm-hmm. Let me look. Hold on.
Well, while you're looking, I'll just say that our chat room is open at Shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813.
17 old messages. Press 1.
We have no new messages.
Old messages.
So give us a call and leave us one at 813-327-8566.
Well, if you call, we'll actually talk to you right now. If you called at this moment, hold on. Let me find my location again. All right,
finding your location.
Right. So, our first weed story of the night comes from High Times, written by AJ Harrington.
I heard about this.
Yes, this it's not a big victory for potheads, but it's something. So it works. The Biden administration announced a new policy on Friday that will allow some appointees to be hired for White House jobs in spite of previous recreational marijuana use. Under the new policy, the White House will be able to waive a requirement that potential appointees to positions in the executive office of the president be enabled to receive a top secret security clearance. Gotta take a drink here.
Huh. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Waivers would only be granted on a limited basis for candidates being considered for positions that do not actually require security clearance. So we'll see what happens with that. Because of the continued illegality of cannabis at the federal level, those who acknowledge past recreational use are routinely denied top secret security clearances. Only days before the administration policy was announced, the acting director of the Office of Personnel Management sent a memo to executive branch officials to outline criteria for evaluating candidates for employment in federal government job seeking, or indicating it would be inconsistent to deny an individual employment based solely on marijuana use.
See, that's the thing, though. It's like top secret and spilling secrets while you're stoned.
I don't know. I thought they had something stronger than that. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's ultra secret.
Ultra secret. Ultra
you know, secret. Or ultra platinum secret or ultra titanium secret.
Ultra titanium secret.
So what else is going on in the
Virginia lawmakers vote to legalize marijuana in 2024. This comes from the AP News, written by Denise Lavore and Sarah Rankin.
Why wait?
Virginia lawmakers gave final approval Saturday to a bill that would legalize marijuana for adult recreational use, but not until 2024, when retail sales of the drug would also begin. Under the legislation, possession of up to an ounce, 28.3 grams, for those who really don't know, of marijuana would become legal beginning January 1st, 2024. At the same time, sales would begin at regulations, and regulations will go into effect to control the marijuana marketplace in Virginia. With a compromise bill clearing the House and Senate, Virginia becomes the first southern state to vote to legalize marijuana, joining 15 other states and the District of Columbia. The legislation now goes to Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who supports legalization. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Do I have something to say? What do I gotta say? Where am I? How did I get here? Well, guess what, Anthony? It's time for our word of the show. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you sure? All right. Our word today is megala. And megala means a long, involved story. Like that time Rogers shat on the floor of the White House. But we'll save that for another time. Anyway, the more you know... Only at the Joe and Anthony show. It's true.
It's so fantastic.
I guess, man, we got some time. We can either talk or I can just let Roger take it away. And
yeah, I know. Like almost. It. Yeah, I mean, we can. I don't know. What did you got some shit to say? If you got some shit to say, we'll let you. We'll let you chitty chat.
Well, I had a nice brunch today with your mother.
My mother.
Yeah, nice 9 o'clock brunch with. Delicious mimosa and some white grapefruit tea and some delicious omelets and lunch items and pancakes and all kinds of fun stuff. It was good. It's nice to do that once in a while. Just, you know,
yeah.
Treat yourself.
No, that's good. My breakfast was consisting of trying to convince the person at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru that I do not want a bacon and cheese croissant. Put egg on everything.
Just tell them to put it on the side.
Then I like get the side of egg that I want. I like get, and then what do I do with the side of it? I don't want the egg.
Throw it at him.
I think that might get me in trouble. I don't think I can do that.
All said and just, everyone. All said and just. Oh, hello, Pennywise. Welcome to the chat room.
Wow, we got Pennywise, too. Wow, we got a full house tonight. How about that?
I'm thinking about that promo we did.
All right.
Good evening. Good evening. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wow, you know, time feels like it's going just a little bit slower now. That's great.
Does it feel like it's going slower for you? Are you slowing down as the weed? Is the weed slowing you down? Yeah, are you there?
I'm here.
You're there.
I'm in the chat room saying hi to everybody.
Okay, well, as long as you're saying hi to everyone in the chat room, I just want to make sure you weren't spacing out on me and like kind of somewhere in outer space.
I'm going
to
let
Roger. Why don't you do Roger while you say hi to everyone in the chat room?
Oh, bloody hell.
I'll take a hit
of
something.
It's me, Roger. Anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip, pip and pigs for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is March 1st, 2021, and it is, oh boy, oh boy, it's National Dadgum That's Good Day, National Pig Day, National Invest in Veterans Week, National Self-Injury Awareness Day, National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, National Horse Protection Day, National Minnesota Day. And what you've really been waiting for, it's National Fruit Compote Day. Wow, Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of Minnesota that hopefully won't spit out fruit compote everywhere. Let that spinning wheel roll, Anthony, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Anyway, take it away.
I got my wheel tonight.
You got your wheel? Yeah, you do, don't you? Okay. Let's, Excuse me again. Here you go. Go ahead and give it a whirl. Oh boy. It's that wheel again. Oh god. Well, it's what the dryer was doing the other day.
This is me. Hear me. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear you?
Am I being broadcasted?
Yeah, why? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Because Pennywise is asking, so who's talking on the show?
Okay. Turn up your radio. Turn up your internet radio.
So tell us what you got for us today.
I don't know what I got for you today. Hold on. Let me find the cursor again. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Click me.
Click me. There we go. Oh, yeah, right. All right. Tonight's random news story is from Yahoo News and brings us of a not-so-fresh mask alternative. In a viral video, a woman who was shopping at a location of the South African supermarket chain Pick n Pay. What did you do over there? Did you shock yourself? Did you make the electrical thing go boom? I told you not to spray it at the power switch. Jesus. Anyway, a woman can be seen taking off her underwear and putting it over her nose and mouth after a security guard told her to put on her mask, which is mandated currently in South Africa. A woman who was shopping at a Pick n Pay location in South Africa pulled her underwear off from underneath her dress and after... Oh, wait, why is this... Why is this... This is a duplicate. Dick White is doing terrible jobs at editing. Oh, my God. All right. Another shopper who was standing... I'm glad we got extra time here because I'm just going all over the place. Another shopper who was standing close by recorded the situation on their phone and posted it to social media. According to the South African, a local publication, social media commenters criticized the woman on Facebook. The publication also alleged that the woman in the video was seen in another viral video from the same store where a different woman was telling employees to take their face masks off. Some on social media have speculated the latest video was staged, but even still, South Africa's second wave is causing concern among experts, so not wearing a mask, even as a joke, can be dangerous. Back to you, Betty.
Oh, has Betty got something to say?
I don't know. Doesn't she always have something to say?
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chimba Radio. Be sure to visit Chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, gee, you know, Betty, you're just such a lovely twin.
You got it, Joe.
Yep, she absolutely is.
Well, I think, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chi-Apa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds hanging about and 31 degrees. The dew point is 9, which gives us a wind chill of 23. The humidity is at 40% with winds howling out of the northwest at 9. And for you pilot types, the visibility is limited to XX miles.
Ooh.
Tonight, clear with a low around 22. Tuesday, breezy, sunny with a high near 42. and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 41. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. And you're getting the picture, folks. It's just going to be a sunny weekend. Friday, sunny with a high near 39. And the weekend, clear skies and highs in the 40s. Now, woohoo, it's time for the not-so-crappy news, sourced by the ever-gumptioned Chip Skipper.
And now for the news.
Wow, this bar is set pretty high. Our first story tonight is from our friends at UPI and Ben Hooper. Idaho men stack 47 bars of soap for Guinness World Record.
47?
Yes. January 19th, a pair of Idaho men teamed up to take on a slippery Guinness World Record by stacking 47 bars of wet soap in 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken more than 150 Guinness records to promote STEM education, teamed up with neighbor Jonathan Hannon to create a tower of wet soap bars. Rush said Guinness rules required the bars of soap to soak in water for at least 1 minute before to the attempt, and the two men had to alternate stacking the bars. Their stacking 47 bars of soap in 1 minute broke the previous record of 40 bars for a team of two. Could you imagine, you know, your life's goal is to just stack bars of soap?
Well, I mean, are they making more money than me?
They're probably doing
this. Do they get, like, some notoriety? Or?
I shouldn't make too much fun of it. They're probably doing it for a good cause. They're
all making, right. So, good cause.
Yes.
So, yeah. But no, I wouldn't want to spend my day stacking up.
They're slippery.
They are very slippery. It's a slippery slope. I don't have a rimshot button. So, I'll just push you off to the next story.
Anthony, do you know what dibs is?
Yeah, I know what dibs is.
Well, it's still a controversial subject, and it's talked about immensely.
Oh, I'm sure it
you
is.
You know, and some of the crazy objects that end up out on the streets of Chicago, well, I've got one for you.
Uh-oh.
And this is another story by our friends at UPI and Ben Hooper. Chicago man freezes pants.
Oh, my goodness.
Parking spots. A Chicago man's unusual method of calling dibs on a parking space is gaining attention on social media after he perfected the method of freezing his pants so they stand on their own.
Okay, that's not new. I mean, that people have done that before, but okay. So,
posted photos to his Twitter showing him reserving a shoveled-out parking space using pairs of frozen pants that he shaped to stand on their own. Reserving parking spaces is common in Chicago, with residents often using lawn chairs of traffic cones to mark their spots they shoveled. Polar Vortex Fun, pants with nobody inside them. Soak a pair, put outside. In about 20 minutes, you can form them to shape, and in another 20, they're solid. This dude wrote in a letter on Twitter, and it's since gone viral. This dude said he was out working on a method to complete the ensemble, and then the one thing I tried this time that I haven't before is I also froze a couple of shirts, so we'll see if this works too. You know, you gotta give people some ingenuity, and maybe they hadn't heard about it before, and you know. A lot of people, I hadn't heard about that before. Usually it's refrigerators and tanks.
Refrigerators and tanks. Tanks, you're welcome. Fiddle spaghetti.
Fiddle spaghetti. Oh boy, Anthony, we got mucho amounts of time, I see.
Then you must stretch your time out very long, so.
So, good thing for this story.
Okay, good.
Boy, some people just need love, and thank goodness it's St. Patty's Day coming soon to a store near you.
I don't know what our accent is, but it's absolutely horrible. And I apologize to anybody that we're offending with this horrible accent, be it, I don't know what, but
it's,
yeah.
It's our drama department. They're fucked up in the head tonight.
It's everything.
Anyways, this is from our friends at CWB Chicago.
All right.
A Southside woman chased an 82-year-old 80-year-old man into the middle of Michigan Avenue.
Holy shit.
And then battered four cops after the octogenarian refused to give her a maskless hug on the Mag Mile this week. Prosecutors see it. The senior citizen was walking in the 700 block of North Michigan around 4 p.m. on a Tuesday when Angelique and Richard approached him without wearing masks and demanded hugs. Assistant State's Attorney Jocelyn Shakudo said. When the man refused, the one guy, who is apparently 27, and the lady advanced toward him until he retreated into the traffic lanes. How? Now, you have nobody to protect you, this woman and man said, as they grabbed for his arms. He lashed the man with a scarf in the middle of the street. So, they're trying to hug random strangers on Michigan Avenue. And so the guy refused. And instead, he dropped to the ground, bit a cop on his thigh, and kicked another officer in the leg and chest. I think they're on drugs. They have to be on drugs.
They're on something.
If you have a comment or a suggestion about what kind of stories you would like to hear in the future, give us a call at 813-327-8568. But no, police ordered the two out of the street. Well, she allegedly refused. Instead, well, yeah, we did that already. When a cop went into the cell to try to take care of things, apparently she set her paperwork on fire, you know, when she was in jail. She set her paperwork on fire. She managed to carry a lighter into jail with her.
Well, congrats to her on that one.
So, you know, we're talking about...
if she was in Florida, it'd be one of her lady. It would be in her lady parts.
Yeah. Well, we don't know that in this story yet, but apparently their bond was set to $100,000. And if they can deposit $10,000, they can go on electronic monitoring. And did you know that some of those devices will talk to you?
Everything talks to you now.
Well, I found out about this. Well, I apparently...
Did yours start talking to you?
It's the sheriff that talks to you.
I see.
Anyways, this dude was charged with two counts of resisting assault and reckless conduct. And another misdemeanor court judge released him, though, on his own recognizance. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack and on crack news team.
Something.
Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. I'm enjoying the new Ball Breaker underwear from the Nancy Kerrigan clothing line, available exclusively at the somewhat brand new Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fry collusion-free toilet seat licking GMOs loaded experience? Give us a call. 813-327-8566. There's the gong. This week on This Way Out, the U.S. House of Representatives embraces equality. And in other news, a Malaysian gay man beats a state Islamic law in the nation's top court. India's government says queer couples aren't family. While Thailand's government stalls on a civil partnership bill. The Equality Act vanquishes transphobia in the U.S. House. And popular Ghana DJ Wan Love dares the government to arrest him for his queer support. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony show here on SciAmp Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be megalithing again, or whatever we're doing again, in 4 minutes or something like that. I totally lost track of what that word meant. I don't know. Okay. What does it mean? What happened? What's going on?
How about, can I use whiskey in a cotton swab?
No, you can't use whiskey in a cotton swab. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody.
It doesn't get rid of chlamydia.
WEED Cheyenne for radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Feeling 7 up, I'm feeling 7 up. godfather about it. Might help. Help me.
Been any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Reedmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends. You heard it first. And you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines. Because reading is what's news.
Super Chickens, you are listening to Shyampa Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the internet was originally called the ARPANET, standing for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, and was designed by the United States Department of Defense? Or how about that Australia was originally called New Holland? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Well, thank you, Dan Moore. That was rather interesting to know. Hello, Roger here. I want you to continue listening to Shyampa Radio. Did you know my counterpart Betty has her own show? Yep, weekday rush hour with Betty. 6:30 to 10:30 Monday through Friday. Pip, pip. Then make sure you tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Joe and Anthony always have some antics that involve me. They seem to get off on me shitting on the floor. I don't find it funny, it just happens. No really guys, it just does. Okay, they tell me my time is up, bye for now. You'll hear from me again.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
It's new. That's new. That's new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy milk like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue a robot.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's glorious Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no, yes. Go grab your dildos, pocket pussies, favorite smoking devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger. You're welcome, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome, Joe.
There you go.
You're welcome, Joe.
You're everybody. Joe. Does he ever say you're welcome, Betty?
Nope.
All right. Before we continue, it is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 84%. The dew point is at 70 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. So it's like, it's a cool night, but it's a humid night. And that's, it makes it kind of gross. Yeah, it's like high percent of humidity and low temperature. Tonight, Monday night, will increasing clouds with a low around 68. On Tuesday, will be mostly cloudy with a high near 82. On Tuesday night, Joe will get his eyeball stuck in the webcam, and it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 69. On Wednesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. I don't know what Joe is doing, but he's... Hold on. I need some database before we get that. Yeah, I have no clue what that was all about. Anyway, Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And that's it for your Champ weather. Now time for your Florida news. If I can find the button for it. Here's the button. There's the button. Let's play Find the Button. It's not as fun as it sounds. Are you happy like this guy is? Look at Mr. Giggles over there on his mugshot. WWSB ABC News Channel 7 out of Sarasota brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a Florida man who isn't a stranger to getting pulled over. Something finally clicked. All right, he's down for the count. Deputies in Pasco County turned on their flashing lights when they allegedly saw Gordon run a red light early on Friday morning. They expected him to pull his white work van to the side of the road, but the 56-year-old had other plans. In an arrest report, deputies said Gordon continued driving erratically. At one point, he even smashed a stranger's basketball goal. Deputies said Gordon tried to leave them behind after hitting the goal, reportedly speeding up to a whopping 35 miles an hour. Even so, the plan failed when authorities pulled out the spike strips. They were able to deflate three of the four tires and take him into custody. Well, they got all three. He's pretty bad. He's not good at running from the popo. I mean, seriously. You know. On his way to jail, deputies say Gordon admitted that he was driving with a suspended license. No shit. It wasn't the first time. It was his 12th time. Gordon also faces charges for fleeing to elude, leaving the scene of an accident, and failure to submit to a breathalyzer test.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right?
But he has a beautiful smile.
He did have a beautiful smile on that mugshot, and will forever have... a beautiful smile in his mugshot.
He should go on Colgate or Crest or whatever and do commercials for them.
Probably, Next Day Dentures or whatever those, you know, places are. Who knows? Those look like new teeth. Those are new teeth. All right, our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from Channel 4 News in Jacksonville and tells us about a feisty woman and her rascal. A woman showed up to discuss an account at a bank located blocks away from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, but she got into an argument with a teller that escalated when she threatened to kill everyone in the bank and announced she was robbing the place. The woman left the bank. Yeah, right. The woman left the place after she was given some cash, and she was taken into custody nearby a short time later, probably because the battery died on her ride. Those things only go like 3 miles an hour, too. So the bank robbery. No, some of them can go pretty fast. Yeah, that's true. But you know, you can't miss them. The bank robbery was. It's not like they can go run, duck down an alleyway, and they're a rascal or anything. No, I mean,
I've seen one trying to catch up with the bus.
Before. Have you? And how was that experience? Please, Joe, enlighten us.
It was like, really? There'll be another one in another 10 minutes. You can. But no, they were just zooming on in.
zooming on in. All right.
I am off the rails tonight, folks.
Yes, you are, and that's fine. The bank robbery was reported about noon at the Regions Bank branch on Bay Street. No weapon was seen during the robbery, according to police, and no one inside the bank was hurt. So, yeah, don't rob a bank with a rascal. That's today's lesson.
Sexy.
Yeah, now we got... this is a Why Not Me, Joe. Yeah, this is definitely one of yours, Joe. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is a Why Not Me. See, Joe, you belong. Joe, you belong in Florida. You, the likelihood of you getting a naked person showing up at your doorstep apparently is a lot higher here in Florida than anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, seems that way.
Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from the Acala Post and tells us a fascinating story about nakedness, penis shaking, and getting shot. Police received multiple 911 calls to report a naked man running around at the Sunshine Garden Apartments complex. According to reports, the man was knocking on doors while naked, and when someone would answer, the man would ask, "Do you want some of this?" while pointing at his junk and shaking it at them. "Do you want some of this?" While officers were en route to the scene, another caller reported that the man had been shot. Yeah, that's probably not something you want to do. That might get you shot in Florida, especially Jacksonville, for God's sake. Upon arrival, police found the man on the road, bleeding profusely, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. He was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The shooter later called 911 and turned himself in. It was unclear where on the body the man was shot. The investigation is ongoing. So yeah, right? Don't go around knocking on doors shaking your junk at people,
yeah,
Joe.
You never know what people are going to do.
You know, I mean,
it's a Why Not Me story.
It is, unfortunately, Joe. It is. But that's what happens.
I don't get anybody knocking on my doors. You know,
naked.
Ding-dang around.
Well, maybe you need to, have you considered putting up posters in the subway on that? You know, like, come shake your ding-dong at my door.
No, but I did see these QR codes plastered on the side of posts that say send nudes. So apparently you scan the QR code, you probably go to a website.
I see.
And it, like, tricks you into buying porn from, you know, these two big porn actors.
I see.
That's what I think it is.
Have you tried scanning it already?
No, I did not.
No.
I don't trust those things.
Okay.
Especially when it's not something I recognize as valid and you know. Like QR codes, I use them in menus.
Okay.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's fine, because I know it's a menu for a restaurant.
It's a menu.
Now, you know, some unscrupulous person or guest could change all the QR codes to their particular porn site.
Ooh.
That's a possibility. That's a new hack. I just discovered a new hack.
There you go.
Your favorite restaurant and replace it.
Replacing the QR codes with porn. Yeah, there you go.
With your own picture of your naughty bits.
I don't know.
There we go. QR code your naughty bits.
There you go. See, it always comes up. It always rises to the top at some point.
Well, so far, and Anthony, you had wonderful news. Should I say back to you, Betty?
Yeah, back to you, Betty.
Yeah.
Rejoice and Happy New Year's 2021. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. No. Yes. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Chatty.
Scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, biatches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that. Hold on.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Ooh, that would be a show title. Intelligent conversation about your naughty bit.
I like the previous one better.
QR code your naughty bit?
Yeah, QR code your naughty bits. It's relevant, it's fresh, it's new, it's lovely.
It's trendy and new.
It's trendy and new. Trendy's good.
Yes.
People know what QR codes are now.
Did you watch any of the Golden Globes? I heard there was all sorts of
not
drama
really.
Surrounding.
No. What, do you want to fill me in on it? Did you watch the Golden Globes?
It's okay
if you did. We forgive
no,
you.
No. Okay. I was working at the time of the Golden Globes, in fact. And no, I just saw snippets in entertainment stories, like headline snippets that said stuff like, some of the hosts made disparaging comments about the lack of diversity and such in the show or in the choice of movie awards or whatever the fuck Golden Globes stand for. I don't watch these shows, but
I don't either.
Apparently they just draw so much attention and drama, and it's, you know, something to talk about and drama and critique
and drama.
And movie.
It's drama.
And movie hype.
And drama.
Nowadays, with movies being on HBO Max, I think the whole act of going to the theater, it's going to take a while for that to gain once everything gets back to normal with Pandemia Land.
Oh, yeah. Pandemia Land is just going to make it crazy for quite some time.
Yep. Today is Kashmir Pulaski Day here in Chicago, which is just a local Chicago holiday. As a matter of fact, let me look up what Kashmir Pulaski Day is. Ooh, and it's always on Monday, March 1st in Chicago, in Illinois.
I see.
This Polish general helped us win the Revolutionary War. Pulaski was posthumously awarded U.S. citizenship and was likely intersex. Oh. General Pulaski is a Polish-American intersex and U.S. immigrant hero. I did not know he was intersex, whatever intersex is.
I don't think he knew he was intersex.
Apparently not. Do you know if you are intersex? If not, give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll ask you a few basic questions to help you figure it out.
Good. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean to be intersex?
Let's look it up.
Do you have sex inside? Is that intersex? You only have sex inside?
What does it mean to be intersex? It is a general term used for a variety of situations in which a person is born with reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't fit the boxes of female or male. Sometimes doctors do surgeries on intersex babies and children to make their bodies fit binary ideas of male or female.
Hermaphrodite.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what the I stands for. See, you learn something new every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kashmir, who would have known that we in Chicago were the first to honor a rather unique individual?
Right.
And you know what? If you're a unique individual, you do still have time to give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Down for the count, ladies and gentlemen. It has already begun. Uh-oh.
Ooh, that was like pure sinus drip.
Pure sinus drip.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Chip, do we have you live on site, Chip?
Oh, yes, we do.
We do. All right. I believe there was a major sinus drip situation happened recently.
Yes. Like gallons of sinus.
Are there any injuries? How many people are dead from this catastrophe of sinus drip?
100 million Celia have deceased.
Oh, my goodness. 100 million people.
But that leaves 52 billion left, so we're okay.
Okay. Wow. 50, I thought we were only at 8 billion, but a lot changes, I guess, over time. Wow. That was a quick 5 minutes. So, you know. All right. Okay. So, 800. That many billions of people. Okay. Well, please be sure to check back if anything. Are you going to make it, Tim? Chip, are you going to make it?
I hope so, man, because I got to get to show 420.
All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your blanking news for the moment. Stay tuned. We will get back to you at something with something.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
Tried sticking it in, and it didn't quite fit because the gasket was missing, and I think they got it lost in there.
Ooh, I hate them when they lose the gasket in there. That happened to me once. Oh, my God. All right, folks, we're back. That's some interesting situations we got developing. Stay tuned to Champa Radio for further news of the great drainage of 2021 and the affected people and 21 million dead, I think. What was that, billion? How many billion did you say? I don't remember what happened.
150 million died, but 100, we still have 52 billion left.
52 billion, although I didn't think we had that many billion on the planet, but, you know.
Well, this is of a different type.
Okay. If you're of a different type, give us a jingle.
Yeah. At 813-227-8566. But, things around here have not quite returned to normal. Some businesses returned on the weekends.
Is normal being weather-wise or normal being pandemic-wise? Or a combination of the two?
A combination of the two. Whether it's back in the, 40s. Today was in the 30s, but mostly it's been in the 40s. Last Saturday, I think it was in the 50s, almost close to 60s.
Wow.
But it's melting the snow quite quickly.
I'm sure.
But that also means it's releasing a lot of the dust and all of the dead things that were sitting underneath all of the...
Oh, yeah.
The snow.
Yeah.
And it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's really gross. There's going to be a lot of cleanup this year. And it's going to be really wet this year. Because that moisture, it goes somewhere. It goes into the ground. It goes back up in the sky.
It goes everywhere. It goes into your panties. It goes everywhere. It gets stuck in your toes.
Moisture that gets stuck in your toes.
Moisture that gets stuck in your toes. I still like the other show title. I still like that one. I don't know. It sticks with me. It sticks with me somehow. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm glad to hear your weather has gotten better. Yeah.
Here in the Chicago studios, though, we do have some updating news on the mold situation.
Oh, what's your update there?
We have black and red mold.
Ooh, black and red mold.
Yeah, the red mold looks like it's weird. It looks like a postmark, actually.
Really? Wow. Okay. So. And there's nothing that you can do with the city? There's no, renter protection or anything with that? There's
not for mold issues.
Wow. Well, at least if the ceiling starts collapsing, then, you know. But it's dry, or is it still wet?
I'm guesstimating that it is starting to dry out, because I don't hear water anymore. But to be honest, I really don't use the bathroom much. Except for number two, and when I do go, I wear a double mask.
There you go.
Right now, and I keep my kitchen window open, and I've got a curtain that separates the living room from the kitchen.
Wow.
So I keep that closed. So at least some of the odor doesn't get this way. But I don't know if, you know, the mold, releases spores.
Mold does release spores. Mold releases spores. That's how mold works.
Yeah, so...
It grows, it gestates, and it releases spores into the air, and it gets sucked up by winds and breezes and ventilation and just gets blown all over the place.
Shit. So I'm probably infested with mold spores right now.
It's possible, yeah. It's possible. That might be what's going on in your sinuses, yeah. Absolutely.
But I've been taking a allergy pill, so it saves me from some of the larger effects of that kind of allergy reaction.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, at this point, you know, everyone knows about the issue, and I think other people have the same issue.
Wow.
So it's going to be an interesting situation.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not good. I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully we can, you can get that. Is there like a news? Could you like, is there like local news that like does like interest stories like this? You know, we got like a Call Jackie here in Tampa. Call Jackie, Jackie, and Jackie will go investigate, you know, if you've been like, you know, if you're not getting your benefits or you've been overcharged or you've been scammed by your landlord or some shit like that.
Wow, so I could have a hot cameraman with recorder in my unit.
In your
at the mold.
In your moldy kitchen, yeah. Possible.
Wow.
I mean,
wow, those ugly lights, they came fast.
They do that sometimes, don't they?
Man.
Hmm. All right, well, hey, folks. Looks like the ugly lights came on and the carpeting is smoking. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Oh, yeah. That was the new moose poop detector Roger installed. I don't think it works so well. Well, glad you could all join us for the Joe and Anthony Show, either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Shyamper Radio or one of the many other places where our show is carried, which I believe is now Spotify, Radio for All, our website, and TuneIn, if I'm not mistaken.
Does iTunes carry? Are we on iTunes?
And iTunes. iTunes. We're also on iTunes. iTunes. Yes. I don't have an iPad or Apple Rock, so I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. We just put it there. You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor on noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique-Q audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep one of your devices, hopefully it isn't moldy, perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio. That's right. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. And leave it there. That's right. Just leave it there. And go to our site for a complete listening experience with our schedules and everything.
Yeah.
You know. It's true.
Yep. There's plenty of ways to tune in, and please, we ask that you listen. And we carry a lot of great programming throughout the day, so just kind of listening.
A lot of thoughtful programming, a lot of musical programming, and in the morning, you'll hear like these little 15-minute bites of different programs. Some of them are crazy.
Some of them are crazy.
And some of them are not.
Yeah. Some of them are strange. Some of them are, you know. But, you know, hey, that's what you got sometimes. That's what you got on planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
I'm on planet Earth. Are you?
I don't know what planet I'm on. I think I'm somewhere off in Dubuque, Idaho.
Guess what?
There goes the bouncy man, right through the ceiling. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at Shyampa.org. Remember, folks, stacking 47 bars of soap on your cock while running around an apartment complex while wearing a thong on your face and having frozen pants won't make your rascal go any faster in a bank robbery. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a K for Kinky.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
It was a little early on that one.
Oh, really? So we have more time for banter?
Like a second or two.
We have some banter time.
Yeah, banter time.
Banter.
All right, that's it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.